Hey there, and welcome back to Take One, the podcast that brings you just one incredible page of Talmud each day, except today we are not going to talk about the Talmud. Why, you ask? Why would we deviate from the norm of the last 4 years? Because we have a real treat for you today. Today, we'd like to introduce you to a brand new podcast we're launching here in Tablet Magazine tomorrow. Don't worry, you'll hear it tomorrow too. We will be releasing the inaugural episode on this here feed in just 24 hours. But meanwhile, we'd like to tell you a little bit about it because we think that if you are the sort of person who is interested in learning a little bit of Gemara and kind of, you know, spending some time with the Talmud, you are going to love this podcast because it is called Sivan Says, Taking the Torah Personally. And it is a weekly Parsha podcast, a weekly podcast that reads the portion of the Bible and makes sense of it. And it's not just a podcast. It is hosted. It is starring the woman I think is truly the greatest Torah teacher of our time, someone who I start every week by listening to and learning from. She's an Israeli journalist, an Israeli teacher, superstar lecturer, mother of five, Sivan Rav Meir.
Wow, thank you for exaggerating. Shalom, Liel. And thank you. I'm not perfect. The Torah is, but I'm not perfect. And we'll try to learn together. It's a real zchut, meaning I'm privileged to be part of the project and bringing Torah and that Parsha, the weekly portion we read every week, to your listeners from Israel.
You know, people listening to this podcast are probably a little bit more savvy as to the great wisdom and teachings of the Talmud, of the Torah. But I imagine that a lot of people tuning in are listening and saying, yeah, man, the Torah is this really crazy old story with lots of archaic big words that we don't really understand and lots of crazy things happening like the binding of Isaac or the flood or the Exodus and the parting of the Red Sea. Why should we spend time seriously studying it? Unless we're really religious people, what kind of contemporary messages, if any, does the Torah hold in store for us?
So first of all, I believe it's our pulse in a way. It's our mutual pulse. Imagine for thousands of years, Jews from all over the world, I remember Rabbi Sacks defined it as the homepage of, you know, 2,000 years. No World Wide Web, no social networks, media, but we had our homepage. By the way, the word you use to describe it is to scroll. You scroll your new homepage every week. So why not, you know, to be connected to your essential homepage for thousands of years. But I also think I don't have to convince, to persuade. It's not a commercial break. You can see, taste, and check, you know, and see for yourself. It's not the Torah. Sometimes we sell things in a very cheap way. You have to know three ways of doing this, four proofs or the evidence of. No, the Torah is much, you know, wiser and smarter. And it's very, you know, we have our self-esteem, I think, self-confidence. It's the Jewish, we have Jewish pride. If you want to be part of the story, if you want to be on the right and bright side of history, you want to taste, you want to see what it's all about, welcome, you know, come and see. But I don't like the way people sometimes try to force you or to convince you. It's okay, you can listen and you'll see.
And if you're studying Talmud, as all of us here on this podcast are, what you're really studying is Torah, right? Do us a favor, take just a minute and explain to us the thing that we keep on reminding ourselves of, that Talmud, the Mishnah, and the Gemara really are explications of the oral Torah, part of the same part and parcel God gave Moses and Sinai.
Yeah, same holiness. So the Torah, basically, when we speak about the word Torah, we speak about Torah Shebichtav, the written Torah, what you all know as the Bible, the book of Moses, from Genesis to Exodus, the book of Leviticus. Now we're reading the book of Vayikra, the third book of the Torah Shebichtav, the written one. And we have the Torah Shebe'al Peh, that's what you do here on this podcast, Torah Shebe'al Peh, meaning the oral Torah, Talmud, Mishnah. That's the next level, I would say, the next step, but it's all part of the same package of holiness. By the way, there are more parts of the Torah. We won't go into it right now, but it never ends. You know, today as modern people, we want to, you know, we want to understand everything and we want to see things in a very like clear way. It belongs to this, this belongs here. I understand. Torah, in a way, it's something maybe you'll be, you know, surprised to hear. Maybe it will make you upset or disappointed. You will never get it. You'll never understand. It's holier than we can even imagine. Talmud, you can touch, try to understand something. Have a glimpse of Torah, the weekly Parsha. We try to make it available, accessible. But the depth, the inner meaning, if you want to go into Kabbalah or Hasidut, you know, the more mystic part. But even the what we call the pshat, the simple explanation, just you can spend your whole life just understanding Rashi, you know, one of the famous commentators. You can dedicate your life now for 100 years. You can focus just on Rashi. Now, if you want to add more commentators, thousands of years of wisdom, I think it's all part of the same gift, the same present God gave us to our generation. And we can all have, you know, our share, our part. Try to see. There's a, in Hebrew, we say, V'ten chelkenu b'toratecha. We pray to have our part. So some understand the Talmud and are really connected to the Talmud. Some understand the Torah. But we all must, I think, have our own, you know, our own part, own, I would say, it's also our own light. We can, Rav Kook explained, it's your light and no one else can light it for you. I mean, it's not like copy-paste. Liel, you cannot learn, study for me. I cannot study for you. When you touch Torah, something incredible happens. It's just you and the Torah. So you're all invited, you're welcome to see what happens when you touch the Torah. What kind of light do you add into this world? But it's a, you know, it's a very personal, intimate experience. We can just be there for you. But once again, the whole package of holiness, it's there's Talmud, there's Hasidut, there's really, you'll never get it all, I think. But at least you have to start and try.
Okay, amazing. So here we are studying yet another part of the Torah. Usually here we focus on the oral Torah, also given by Hashem to Moses on Sinai. This podcast that we're presenting now is about the written Torah, Torah Shebichtav. But I want to kind of put a pause in it because while every week on this podcast, Sivan says we will be reading the weekly Torah portion, this week we're starting in a bit of a weird note because the holiday of Purim is almost upon us. And at least if you're listening sequentially, tomorrow is Ta'anit Esther, the fast day in which to commemorate Esther's brave decision to step up, identify herself as Jewish, though it was a real risk for her to do so and go ahead and fight for the Jewish people. We fast from sunrise to sundown. Sivan, this week's episode, which we will share with our listeners tomorrow, is all about Purim. But I got to be honest with you. We're just a few months away, I think like 160-something days from October 7th. Purim is a happy holiday. I know a lot of people right now are saying, you know, we're just not in the mood to party.
So I'm hearing the name of the families. They can definitely convey the message because they lost their loved ones at the party or as IDF soldiers, wounded soldiers. I meet them all the time in hospitals, families that are their precious kids are now kidnapped hostages in Gaza. And they all say, we want you to celebrate Purim. Don't feel you have to ignore this holiday this year, but it's going to be a special Purim. I'll give you just one example. We have Ta'anit Esther and then we'll celebrate Purim. They're asking us, by the way, what we call secular families. They're not religious families. Maybe in the past, maybe, I don't know, I didn't check. Did they fast on Ta'anit Esther? I don't know. This year, they're asking us to fast. Why? Because for the first time, by the way, this fast, usually when we fast, it's in order to commemorate, to remember a distraction, something bad that happened. The only time we fast to remember Jewish solidarity is this week on Thursday, meaning Esther asked us to fast in order to prevent destruction, and it worked. I mean, so we fast in order to remember the way, the success we had. We identified for the first time, the Jews there were, you know, They weren't so identified with their Yiddishkeit, Jewish identity. They weren't so proud. And then when we show Jewish solidarity and we fasted together, Lech kenos et kol ha-Yehudim. That's the verse from Esther's scroll. Go gather all the Jews from all walks of life, from all over the world, and you'll do it together, fast and pray together, and it works. So the mothers of, I'll give you two examples, friends of mine, Orly, the mother of Daniela Gilboa, now in Gaza, a young soldier. Merav, the mother of Romy Leshem Gonen, 23, she was taken from the party. The mothers of 19 young women that are now in Gaza, Israeli women, they asked us to fast. They said, it's not Ta'anit Esther, it's Ta'anit Romy, it's Ta'anit Daniela, it's Ta'anit Na'ama. Don't just fast for Esther, fast for my daughter. She represents Esther. Esther was there in this palace with this foreign king, foreign regime, in a way captured. Our daughters have now captured this foreign evil regime. Please do it for them. So this year, I believe it's going to be really meaningful in Israel and abroad to remember this day.
Sivan Avmeir, we will. We will remember. We'll fast. We'll honor the bravery of these young women and men, and then we will go ahead and we will celebrate the eternal fact that no matter how hard evil tries to eradicate us, it never has and it never will. And we're very happy to share with our listeners, Sivan says, taking the tour personally, debut episode dropping on this feed tomorrow. Thank you so much for being our guest.
Thank you very much. Purim Sameach. Happy Purim.
This has been Take One. If you enjoy the show, and I hope that you do, then you are really going to love the new book just published by me. It's called How the Talmud Can Change Your Life, Surprisingly Modern Advice from a Very Old Book. You can order it now at your local bookstore or directly from the publisher through the link in this here podcast description or through that big online store whose logo is, you know, a smile. As always, please go rate and review Take One on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. You could get your Take One t-shirts and mugs and other swag at tabletstudios.com, and you could subscribe to our weekly newsletter at tabletm.ag/Take One Newsletter. Take One is a Tablet Studios production. The show is hosted by me, Leah Leibowitz, and is produced and edited by Josh Cross, Robert Scaramucci, Quinn Waller, and Ellie Blyer. Our team also includes Stephanie Butney, Courtney Hazlett, and Tanya Singer. For more information, go to tabletmag.com/takeone or email us at takeone@tabletmag.com. I hope we have made your day a little more Talmudic.